And we back, and we back, and we back, and we back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. And man, what a week it's been. Friday. And I'm really grateful for Friday. You already know. Financial Fridays, Fast Fridays, whatever you want to call it. TGIF. I'm grateful it's Friday. It's been a long week, and I'm ready for this weekend. But overall, y'all ain't here to talk here about me and my week. Y'all here for some type of education, some type of tips on your mental health. And with this episode right here, we're going to be talking about types of toxic people and ways to keep your brain healthy. But first, let me hit you with a quote of the day. My first quote is, forget inspiration. Habit is more dependable. Habit will sustain you whether you're inspired or not. Habits. Your habits define who you are. They create you. And when it comes to habits, it's about figuring out what are your habits? What are you consistently doing on a daily basis? Are you trying to become a better person? And if you're trying to become a better person in life, what aspect? Are you trying to become better in your social class? Are you trying to become better in business? Are you trying to become better for your family? Are you trying to become better for your significant other? And with that, you will be inspired in the long run, but it's the habits you create over time, every day getting that 1% better in whatever aspect you want to get better in. And a book that I highly recommend when it comes to really getting your habits together and focusing on one day at a time when it comes to your habits is Atomic Habits by James Clear. And that book really defines what doing the little things on a daily basis and staying consistent. One of the biggest tips that I got from it is never miss twice. And that's big, because one day, I'll relate this to the gym, you miss a day, you have that one day, you miss it or it'll be a rest day, but the next day you get back up and get back in it and start fresh. So never miss twice is one of the biggest things that I took from that book, but it's a very good book. It will help you if you've been trying to sustain your habits. So check out the book, Atomic Habits by James Clear. But on another note, let me hit you with the second quote. The second quote is, you reap fruit from the same kind of seed you've been sowing. You can't talk negative and expect to live positive. You reap fruit from the same kind of seed you've been sowing. You can't talk negative and expect to live positive. You know how they say you reap what you sow. So what are you sowing right now? What are you trying to create? What seeds are you planting in your life for your future? Are you doing the positive things or on a daily basis, creating those habits, creating those morning routines and really following through with who you need to be in the future? Or you continuously visualize the negative, seeing negative and talking negative. The negativity will build up, especially when you're worrying about your future or worrying about something else. It's like you can't always be negative and expect things to be positive in your life. So you have to change your mind frame, change your mind state one day at a time and really focus on how can I be positive today? Because we all control our thoughts and our thoughts manifest into our reality. So if you've been having negative thoughts and everything around you has been negative or been bad, take a step back and really take some time to really analyze your mental health and see, am I reaping a fruitful future or am I sowing a detrimental future for myself? And really taking that time to ask yourself and really see, how is my future looking overall? What am I doing to reap what I want instead of sowing the bad? So you can't talk negative and expect a positive life. But with that being said, I'm going to give y'all a brief break and we're going to jump into our first segment, which is types of toxic people. I'm going to give y'all a brief break. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sauna IE. Slight break into the show. Have you been wondering how can you support Sauna IE? Well, there's several ways you can support the podcast, support us. And one of the ways would be checking out the merch, going on to the merch site and seeing what you like or what you don't like and give feedback on it, as well as our Patreon. Our Patreon is up. You can support us with the Patreon. We're going to be doing exclusive courses when it comes to mental health and sustaining and building your mental health, as well as our Buy Me a Coffee. As soon as you go to the website, you can donate whatever you want to donate to help out to support the podcast. And that support sheds light on us. It really boosts us up when it comes to getting new gear for the podcast, getting new merch, getting new materials, getting new staffers on the team, and really helping us out. So if you were wondering how can you help us out, just go to the end of the show notes and click the link. Let's get back to the show. Types of toxic people. And I feel like the word toxic is thrown around a lot these days. And we have to really analyze the relationships that we have with ourselves and the people around us, especially if you never know, you may be that toxic person to somebody else, but you think you're not. So taking that time and really analyzing yourself and analyzing the relationships with the people around you and seeing what type of toxic people are around you, because we all have some type of toxicity around us that we probably are oblivious to. But with this episode, with this segment, we're going to take a dive into the different types of toxic people. From number one would be the energy drainer. Energy drainers are those we're tolerating, ignoring, or putting up with that are draining us of our energy. Have you ever felt that, like, somebody in your life right now is always draining your energy, where they're always gossiping or complaining or just doing all this negative, bringing all that negative energy around you, and it's draining your energy as well as draining your mental health? Because constantly when that person comes around, you're like, oh my gosh, here they go again. And those people are some people you want to keep at arm's length, simply because we need our energy. We all have long days, rough days, and being by energy drainers drains your energy faster than you gain energy. So be aware of those energy drainers. They make you feel tense. They put you down for no reason, and they really can't be happy for others. And those are the type of people you really don't want around you or within your circle. So take that time right now and see who around you is an energy drainer, and really just analyze and see, like, okay, Shirley's always coming around talking about her problems, talking about her life, and it's like putting all that weight onto me, instead of maybe she should journal or figure out how to be more happier with her situations. Take inventory of the people in your life and seeing who needs to stay and who needs to go, because it's better to have energy givers than energy drainers. In some ways, we ourselves are energy drainers too, because we like to procrastinate, we like to binge watch, we like to live in the past, we like to worry or even hold a grudge. And I've been a victim of this, where I procrastinate, I might binge watch Netflix or Hulu or something, or even live in the past with regrets, mistakes, and things that you made that drains your energy. Because your energy, you need your energy for the present moment, being in the present and knowing where you need to dedicate your energy to, instead of draining your energy on a daily basis. And number two would be the fake complimenter. They give you fake compliments, they lack empathy, and they always put you in uncomfortable situations. Does that remind you of something, somebody in your life? Or maybe you're that person. You can be honest with yourself. If you're the energy drainer or you're the fake complimenter, be honest, but reassess and see how can you be better, or how can you remove the person in your life out of your life, because that's toxic. Fake compliments, they lack empathy, and they just put you in uncomfortable situations. And if you have somebody like this in your life, run. Number three, the pessimist. They talk down to you to make you feel better. They only care about themselves, and they try to talk you out of your dreams. This reminds me of somebody, but the pessimist. And I believe we all have encountered these people, or we all know this one person or people who they are. And though that's toxic, where they're talking down on you when you're trying to better your life or better yourself just to make themselves feel better. What type of relationship is that, where they always putting you down and they only care about themselves? That's like narcissistic. and they try to talk you out of your dreams. Those type of people, get them out your life. They're toxic for you, your mental health, and your overall well-being. Even if you love them, you're like, oh, I love them. They're my uncle, they're my grandpas, my pops, whatever it is. That's cool. Family members are sometimes toxic to us too. And we got to really analyze that and see, all right, who's toxic in my life that I really have to separate from and move back, because I'm trying to elevate and grow. And I don't need anybody around me that's a pessimist or a fake complimenter, as well as energy draining. Those are the stuff you don't need in your life. It's toxic to you and your brain health. Number four would be the criticizer. They don't support you in your decisions. They criticize every move you make, and they make you feel like you can't do anything right. Do you have this person in your life? Or are you that person? And this is like one of the biggest toxic people to have. They constantly criticizing everything that you do, that you feel like, damn, you start to feel bad. Like, damn, I can't do nothing right. Things are going bad for me. And that's not you. It's the criticizer projecting what they're feeling, what they're going through onto you. And it's not their fault either. It's probably been happened or stimulated from childhood or stimulated through teens or adulthood, or however it is that that's what they constantly do. And they don't see that they're the criticizer. They see that everything they do is right, but anything you do is wrong. Now, how does that sound? So if you have a criticizer in your life, you know what to do. And the last one would be the manipulator. The manipulator. They try to control everything. They pretend like you. They pretend to like you and others. They want to make every decision for themselves and other people. And these are the type of people that will bring you down and weigh you down and hold you back and keep you stagnant in life. There's people in your life right now that constantly choose to manipulate you. And maybe you're blind to it because you're like, oh, maybe you have that Karen side. You're like, oh, okay, we can do what you want, or you can do this, or you can control everything. But it's like, when do you start taking control? When you start taking control of your life and what you need to accomplish, instead of having the manipulator control everything, they pretend that they like you. That's a big toxic trait, because pretending you like somebody just to manipulate them is unbeneficial to the relationship. It damages the relationship over time. So if you have a manipulator in your life, or you're the manipulator yourself, get honest with yourself. Like, okay, I've been a manipulator. I've been constantly trying to control everything. I pretend like I like so-and-so. I want to make every decision for me and the others and my family. But it's like, you can't do everything. If you're the manipulator, you have to let that go. Become a whole new person. Shed that shell of manipulating. Shed the shell of the toxic you. And the last one would be the victim. The victim. They blame others for their misfortune. They like to seek attention. They talk mostly about themselves or about their excuses for failing. Have you been around people that's been played victim all the time, where they always blame others for their misfortune, or they always trying to seek attention, or they talk mostly about their failures and the excuses why they failed? Or maybe you're that person. Maybe you're that person that plays victim every time something goes bad for you in your life. And goes back to the quote, the first quote of the day, you can't talk negative and expect a positive life. All the time you're gathering all the negative energy, the negative stuff, it just builds up and everything just becomes negative or bad in your life that you start to play victim. But you can, I'm trying to think of the opposite word, victim. But you can become the victor by just taking the time to check on yourself, as well as check on your mental health and seeing, okay, lately I've been playing the victim in certain situations, but I am in control of my life. I can change everything around by just changing my thought process, by changing my habits, by becoming more in tune with myself, meditating, journaling, getting out in the sun. So the victim can become the victor if they apply certain habits to their lives. And maybe you can help the person out that always plays the victim in your life. help them out and let them know, like, yo, you don't always have to play victim. You can really change the way you see life and view life, and things will start changing for you miraculously. But those are the six types of toxic people. You have the victim, the manipulator, the criticizer, the pessimist, the fake complimenter, and the energy drainer. But I'm gonna hit y'all with a brief break, and we're gonna get into segment number two, ways to keep your brain healthy. Also, if you have any of these type of toxic people in your lives, you already know, run, get them out of your life, or see how you can help them become or overcome their toxic ways. But let's get a brief break and we'll be right back with Sauna IE. If you haven't already, and you've been wondering, how can I take control of my mental health? I'm always here to help, as well as checking out one of my favorite apps. It is the Calm app. And the Calm app really helps you when it comes to meditation and really getting clear on your thoughts, the negative ones, the positive ones, and really giving that time to meditate, whether it's meditating at work, whether it's meditating during a walk, or it's meditating on a drive. The Calm app really helps you and really has different detailed meditations out for you that you can do daily. And if you want to check it out, go to your app store and really check out the Calm app, as well as we all, if you have an iPhone, we all have the health app. Start looking at your health app and seeing how many hours of sleep you're getting at night, as well as checking in and seeing how much screen time, how much time do you spend a day looking at your phone? Those two things right there will really help you get control of your mental health. But with that being said, let's get back to the show. And we back. Ways to keep your brain healthy. I'm researching, coming across a lot of information, a lot of tips. And I came up with these 12 tips that will really help you when it comes to your mental health and really figuring out, okay, how can I keep my brain healthy? These 12 tips will help you keep your brain healthy. Number one, stimulation. Every day, try to challenge your brain, whether it's puzzles, games, crosswords, Sudoku, really challenge your brain to really stimulate it. And doing little puzzles or games really gives you that brain stimulation that you need to really help you keep your brain healthy and active. Number two would be exercise. Exercise. If you're against exercise, you're like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym or nothing like that. Start at home. Be at home, whether you're doing push-ups, sit-ups, or even going for a walk. Walk around your neighborhood, walk around your block, and really just getting some type of physical activity in throughout every day. Constant physical exercise will heal the brain and keeps it fit. Number three is proper diet. What are you putting in your body? What are you putting into your system? You can, as we getting wiser, I don't like to say older, as we get wiser, our body tolerates certain foods differently. What you was able to eat as a kid, you won't be able to eat 5 to 10 years from now, or right now, you probably have different diet habits. But getting clear on what is the proper diet or lifestyle that you want to live by that maintains you to have good brain health as well as good gut health. Eat foods with protein, unsaturated fats, fruits, and vegetables. Start figuring out, okay, what type of lifestyle do I want to live? I want to make sure my brain health is good. I want to make sure my gut health is good. So what foods will help with that? And do the research and figure out what foods help you overall. Number four, safety. Avoid head trauma by wearing helmets and seatbelts. Number five, sleep habits. How have you been sleeping lately? Have you been sleeping throughout the whole night, or have you been waking up at random times throughout the night, tossing, turning, getting up to use the bathroom, getting some water, checking your phone, making sure you're not late for work, or things like that? How has your sleep habits been lately? Your brain needs around 7 to 8 hours of sleep to process and recharge. I know most of us getting like 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night, but dedicate one day a week to where you're really getting your full 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. Even if you have to go to sleep earlier, dedicate that one day and it really will give you that time to recharge and recharge from a chaotic week. Maybe you're like, all right, I'm getting my sleep in on the weekends where I'm getting my 7 to 8 hours on Friday nights or Saturday nights, and really enjoy that sleep doing the things to make your bedroom comfortable and healthy so you can have quality sleep, where you're blacking out your room, you're making this a cool temperature, you're not having any TVs around, you're not having your phone by you or on your phone. Doing the little things like that helps when it comes to your sleep quality as well as your sleep habits. Number six, learning. Keep your brain young by learning new things like a language, reading a book, researching, and learning as much as you can. Go on YouTube. TikTok has crazy life hacks when it comes to anything you want to know. Or Instagram, you go on the reels and just figure out what ways you can learn new things about yourself. And learning a new language has been my favorite thing recently, especially if you haven't checked out the Duolingo app, or if you have the Duolingo app, it's perfect when you want to learn a new language. It goes at your own pace. That's my shameless plug. Number seven, switch routines. Change habits. It'll surprise your brain and turns off autopilot. Switch routines. Your morning routine, always switch it up after, I say, 1 or 2 weeks. Switch it up, do something new. Switch up the routine, switch up the ways you drive home. Don't take the same routes home. Go different routes, learn new streets. Switch up your routines on a daily basis. When it comes to your morning routine, your driving habits, your sleeping habits, switch up and change your routines, and that will help your brain health. Number eight, be social. Socialize with anybody, everybody. I always say this, talk to people, see how they're doing, get to know their names, get to know their stories. Even if y'all talking for 5 or 10 minutes, listen to them and socialize. Interacting will trigger your brain to process and processes and lowers depression. So socialize as much as you can with anybody that's around you. You might see somebody today, go up and talk to them, see how they're doing. Maybe you're in a Starbucks line and you buy somebody coffee and just have a conversation with them. Be social, interact with people. If you're extroverted, break out your shell. Talk to people, even if it's just one person a day. Just talk to somebody new every day and get to know them and their story. Number nine, manage stress. Manage your stress. And the big thing to managing your stress is, if you don't practice deep breathing, practice deep breathing. It'll help you out in the long run. It'll manage your stress and you'll feel more calmer in any and every situation. We can try relaxation as well as stress exhausts your brain and your hormones. So the more stressed out you are, the more you're really hurting your brain as well as hurting your hormones. So manage your stress as well as you can. Like I said, taking them deep breaths. When you feel like you're about to get stressed out, take 3 deep breaths. Or maybe you have to pray. Or maybe you might have to journal or meditate. Do stuff that'll manage your stress. Number 10, read books. Words and stories reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Continuously read, even if it's 1 page a day, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, constantly be willing to read and learn. Even if you have to start with a Dr. Seuss book, read daily and set time aside so you can read instead of like, oh man, I forgot to read today. Get it done early in the morning. Make reading a part of your morning routine. Read for like 15, 20 minutes. Read and really digest what you're reading. Take notes and see how this applies to your life. Number 11, avoid substances. Alcohol, drugs, and smoking is bad for your brain. I believe that's self-explanatory. Number 12, and the last one, digital detox. Digital detox. Too much screen time impacts sleep and will overwhelm your brain. That's why it's good to check if you have an iPhone at the end of the week. Every Sunday, it usually sends an alert that says screen time, and it shows you how much time you spent on your phone this week compared to last week. And it also, if you want to dig deeper into the screen time, app, you'll know how much time you spend on each app in your phone, how much time you spend doing too much of interacting, socializing, instead of focusing on what you need to get done. Because having that digital detox really helps us overall. It helps all with our mental health. It keeps our brain healthy. And me personally, I usually do a digital detox Sundays, my self-care Sundays. I do everything where I'm not on social media, I'm rarely on my phone, and really just focusing on the people around me and what ways I can and help myself for the week ahead. So doing that digital detox will help you out, help out your mental health, and help out your brain, as well as helping you when you sleep. So those are the 12 ways to keep your brain healthy. Number one, stimulation. Number two, exercise. Number three, proper diet. Number four, safety. Number five, sleep habits. Number six, learning. Number seven, you got to switch your routines. Number eight, be social. Number nine, manage your stress. Number 10, read books. Number 11, avoid substances. And number 12, have that digital detox. And that's it. That is the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. If this you feel like this helped you out when it came to toxic people or when it comes to ways to keep your brain healthy, send this to a friend. Share this with somebody. Even if it's just one person. Helping that one person out helps me out, because that's what I'm about, helping out as many people as I can. With this episode, I hope it helped you. New merch is out. We have new merch out on the website. The link will be in the show notes. The merch site has been redesigned. The website has been redesigned, and all that will be in the show notes. So if you, whatever app you're listening to this on, you can just go down to the notes. You'll see the website link. Click it and it'll take you right there. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. I'm gonna be back again with y'all on Monday. And with that being said, let me leave y'all with this. The person who asks questions is more helpful than the person who offers advice. Have a good weekend. I'll be back soon with Sana A.